This summer, Wisconsin-born artist Michelle Grabner made headlines for donating more than 2,000 works of art to a single museum.
Grabner's works are part of several museums, including the Art Institute of Chicago, the Walker Art Center, the Dallas Museum of Art, the Smithsonian American Art Museum, and the Victoria and Albert Museum in London.
But she chose to give the bulk of her work to the John Michael Kohler Art Center in Sheboygan. In addition to her own art, Grabner donated 300 pieces of art by other artists from her own collection to the Kohler Art Center.
Artist Michelle Grabner is with us. Her works include sculpture, painting, photography, and more. And Tanya Geyer joins us. Tanya is an associate curator at the Kohler Art Center in Sheboygan. Tanya, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Michelle, let's start with you. You could have made this significant donation to a number of art museums. Why the Kohler Art Museum in particular to have so much of your work?
The John Michael Kohler Art Center is exceptional in many ways, but mostly because it supports artists. It always has. And it really wants to support artists by representing not only their work, but their environments, things that they've collected, their artifacts, their archives. So really getting at the truth of an artist and their whole life. And that is really special, and not very, very few institutions that take that on.
And Michelle, in my limited understanding of the art world, I usually assume that a big donation like this might come from a collector of some sort, and often it might be posthumous. What led you to say, hey, I want to have some control, I want to make some decisions and be part of what happens with my art?
Yeah, well, hopefully other artists will see this as an opportunity that we should not, as artists, take it for granted that gifts are just coming from patrons or benefactors, that artists can have relationships with institutions. And again, John Michael Kohler Art Center has had this long history of relationship with artists very intimately over their lives. So hopefully that artists will be able to see and understand that they can contribute in thinking about what goes into collections, what's represented in collections.
Tanya, what does this donation mean for the Kohler Art Center?
Yeah, it's really special for us. You know, I think it allows us, just considering the amount of work that Michelle is donating, it allows us to really understand the trajectory of her career and the growth that she has had in a variety of different mediums. And it also means that we get to kind of have insight into her, not only curatorial practice, but also her teaching career as well, as we are gaining a lot of her teaching materials. And so it kind of allows us to look at the state of art education in the U.S. today and just the contemporary conversations that we're having with emerging artists.
And Tanya, Michelle mentioned that Kohler Art Museum has a connection with artists, and that's not always the case for museums. How do you try to cultivate that connection with artists like Michelle?
Yeah, so one of the kind of core principles of the Art Center is having a long-term relationship with artists. You know, Michelle has participated in the Arts Industry Residency Program with us. She's been in exhibitions on site, and she's also created a washroom that's located at our art preserve building. And so it's been this long evolving conversation with us about her work over time, and the fact that we can have more of her work as part of our process of caring for artwork and preserving that history really just kind of solidifies that relationship with her.
I want to talk, Michelle, a little bit about your body of work. Now, some artists I think of as a painter or a photographer or a sculptor. At some point, you check the all of the above box. What is it that brings you moving from one medium to another over your career?
Sure. I'm really thinking about ideas. Maybe they're abstractions. Maybe it's thinking about the idea of predictability or the idea of labor, and what do those forms or the material conditions of that work, what is demanded if I'm going to start thinking about or put forward ideas around these kind of abstractions. So therefore, I don't feel really tied to an identity of a medium, but really to thinking through conceptual ideas.
And Tanya mentioned, Michelle, how your work has evolved and changed over time. And this, I imagine, must be a unique moment for you as you're handing all these works over to the museum, where you have a chance to evaluate your career over time. What kind of insight have you gotten into yourself and your progression as an artist as you're doing this?
Yeah, sure. It really does underscore that I am a process-based artist, that thinking through ideas, thinking through the material conditions of the work, thinking through maybe imagery, if I'm thinking about imagery, or all the formal vocabularies that would come with making work, that is, for me, where the value of being an artist is. I understand that once an object or a painting, a print is finished and complete, it will circulate throughout the world. It will have a kind of intrinsic value to it, given the marketplace, given the art trade. However, the value for me really lies in its making, its thinking through, in the process, in the series. And so the ability to give all this work away, I don't feel attached to any of those things except for the ideas.
We are talking about a major donation to the Kohler Art Museum. Michelle Grabner, artist, donating more than 2,000 works of art to the museum, mostly hers and some by other artists. Michelle is with us. Also, Tanya Geyer, associate curator at the Kohler Art Center in Sheboygan. Tanya, this sounds like, I've never been a curator, this sounds like a lot of work and a challenge to get all these pieces at once. And what do you do with them? And how do you share them with the public?
Right. I'm taking it piece by piece. What I'm really focusing on at the moment is looking at the personal collection that Michelle is also donating as part of this gift. And what's really exciting is looking at all of the various artists that are in this collection of hers. So former students, professors, colleagues, friends, artists that she's included in exhibitions of hers in the past. And really just understanding kind of that ecosystem and network that is so integral to her career path, as well as kind of building up other artists' careers around hers. And by looking at this personal collection of hers, she's really surrounded herself with kind of joy and inspiration in her personal home and studio. And I'm really looking forward to kind of understanding that network from a more personal standpoint of hers.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, Michelle. Again, this is not just your works, but these are works by other people you've collected. What is it about these other works that you think is a good companion to go along with all of your own works that's part of this collection you're donating?
Yeah, and it really does reflect not just me, not the Michelle Grabner story, but really reflecting art education or the state of curating or artists from other parts of the world and how they were coming to the exhibition spaces I run in Milwaukee or in Waupaca County, how they're thinking about ideas and how they're shaping the discourse. So really kind of getting a sense of the conversations that have happened over decades and the kind of social interface I've had with all of these artists. Again, whether they're students or whether they're colleagues coming from Berlin, it really does represent a kind of broader, breathier discourse of art.
And Michelle, sometimes I'll think of an artist as, this solo genius working on their own for years before they produce their great work of art. But I hear when I talk to actual artists who do this stuff, often a feeling of community, right? And exchange of ideas and inspiration back and forth. How do we see that through the pieces that are coming to the Kohler?
Yeah, I would say that you're going to see multiple communities. So not only different temporalities or time frame in which that I received a work, I traded for a work, I acquired a work, that has happened, throughout decades, but really getting a sense of, again, that kind of difference and multiple communities, whether they're academic communities or, again, whether they're, communities that are much more directed to the marketplace, for instance, my relationship with commercial galleries or my relationship with artists, in Milwaukee, let's say, or mentorship. So you're starting to see different representations of kinds of artwork, but also, as you said, from different communities throughout different temporalities, different timeframes.
Michelle, do you have thoughts for how other Wisconsin artists and other Wisconsin museums might be able to collaborate in some of the ways that you have and now will continue to have with the Kohler Art Center?
Oh, yeah. Excellent question. Well, first of all, artists just have to work very hard. And hopefully they're working hard in the studio toward ideas that are not just about the outcome of having, an exceptional solo exhibition at one of the institutions. You have to work hard, but you also do have to have relationships with curators, but also with other artists and other, let's say, writers or people who are working in literature, like have those relationships, develop the ideas, the attachments, the passion, and likely those institutions, like curators like Tanya, will be able to recognize what's going on and they will find you as well.
Finally, Tanya, people might be listening thinking, hey, yeah, I want to see some of this art y'all are talking about. When? How can they do that?
Well, we'll begin the process of looking and researching her work this year and next year, hopefully looking towards an exhibition of her work maybe in 28, 29. It will take us some time to look through over 2,000 artworks, so we're working as fast as we can.
I've got it on my calendar. Tanya, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
And Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's artist Michelle Grabner and Tanya Gehr with the Kohler Arts Center in Sheboygan talking about the artist's recent donation of her work to the Art Center.